Yes, sir. What's going on? It's your life podcast here. Here on the Empire Network. Got some things we gotta say today. Yes, sir. Very, very excited here. Catch us on YouTube at Empire Network 23. Please like, share, and subscribe, and hit the bell for post notifications on daily videos on my YouTube. Also, we're here on Spotify, and also please search us on Google Podcasts, Judah Light Podcast, for your favorite streaming platform. We are across. I looked up on Google recently. This is how much I am just so honored, and the Most High is really speaking. I pulled up. I just said, you know, let's pull up Judah Light Podcast on Google. And I'm on a lot of platforms, man. I'm truly on a lot of platforms. And I want to first and foremost say thank you guys to everybody that is supporting the Judah Light Podcast on multiple streaming platforms. I also want to thank every subscriber on our YouTube. This has been honestly a humbling experience. You know, we're not monetized yet on YouTube, but that's not the issue here. We talk about a number of different issues. Even with the videos, man. And I want to say this, even with the videos, right? And you know, today we're gonna talk about out with the old and in with the new. I'm going to explain that in a moment, but I'm just so humbled because when we started this podcast thing, you know, maybe a couple years ago, and shoot, the thing's been taking off ever since. I first started under a different name and different platform, and it just wasn't working. I just kept deleting all the episodes, and it just didn't seem right. And the Most High said, you know, this is going to work this time. Just keep on pushing. Just keep on pushing episodes. For a long time, I was coming back to back to back to back to back to back to back. Man, I was doing back to. I'm like, man, shoot, this thing's getting draining. And then all of a sudden, I had to take a step back for a while. I was like, man, hold on, this is getting too much. And then I started the YouTube, and I just put out a couple of videos out, just threw a couple of videos out. And then when that Jay-Z and Rihanna upload came on, I mean, it just took off like wildfire. And ever since then, my YouTube has been blowing up, and actually, it's our YouTube. The YouTube has been blowing up. The podcast is starting to get more people from different nations and different countries to listen to Judah Light Podcast. So I just want to first thank everybody, and we're only going to get better, guys. We're going to get better. We're going to get better podcast equipment. Okay, we're going to get better podcast equipment. We're going to Right now, I'm trying to figure out what I want to do because I got some things. I got a lot of things in this house. I'm being honest with you. Some stuff need to go downstairs, and I'm going to take some stuff downstairs and move some stuff. But I'm going to get a whole new podcasting station, and get some new podcast equipment, get some stands going. Just have the thing professionally done. Just have everything professionally put together. Please just bear with us. We are going to get that done. What I will do after season 9, I'm gonna probably do like 3 more episodes in season 9 before I will, you know, pretty much put season 9 to bed and get ready for season 10. Before season 10, I will take a significant break. Now, that doesn't mean that I will not be on YouTube putting out videos. Please, continue to support my YouTube. I will continue to put out good content. I will continue to put out great videos and videos that make sense. And I'm explaining to some stuff in a minute because out with the old and in with the new, we're going to talk about this today because there's some has to be some uncomfortable truth that has to be said. But I just wanted to first and foremost thank everybody for supporting this podcast. I mean, when I say I am so humbled and I'm so honored for people just to subscribe. We passed 6,000 subscribers now, and we're getting closer and closer to being eligible to be monetized. And guys, I'm telling you right now, once we get monetized, now we're gonna open. Now the found my nonprofit foundation is gonna get a lot of the proceeds. Man, I'm being honest with you. We have to continue to give back. See, that's the reason why the Most High is gonna have his hands on the 1/3, because we're gonna give back, but we're gonna give back to the universe. So we're gonna give back to the people that wants to be helped. We're gonna give back to the spirit. See, these things are just happening because I had a nice sunny day. No, the Most High is working. The universe is working. Now, it's going to be a while before I give. I believe that, because I'm going to tell you something. If I told everybody that you could be a donkey today or tomorrow, I'll be monetized right now. Absolutely. But because my light is on and I'm putting out content that's making you think, YouTube is not going to like that. But see, the Most High said in his word, I will use your enemy as your footstool. Come on, let's talk today. We're going to talk today. Out with the old and in with the new. What I mean by that is that old way of thinking has to go out. We are in a whole nother realm. We're in a spiritual battle, guys. We're in a whole spiritual battle. I don't know if you don't really don't understand what's going on here, but a lot of the old ways are not working anymore. I was on Facebook yesterday. There's a good friend of mine that was on Facebook, and he keeps talking about the same old thing. Oh, Donald Trump and the Republicans are racist, but he's failing to understand that Joe Biden is worse than Donald Trump could ever be. Who was the man that put the 1994 crime bill out? Hmm? Who was the one that said you're not black if you don't vote for him? Hmm? Has he not have insulted black people over and over and over and over his time at the 47 years as a senator in the U.S. Congress? Has he not? Done anything for the state of Delaware? I'm originally from Philadelphia, so I know what Joe Biden has done. I know directly what the man has done. He also is best friends with the Grand Wizard for the Ku Klux Klan. See, and I'm especially talking to my people, but I'm talking to everybody, because this is all called all races. All this 1950s thinking has to go. I'm definitely speaking to my people today, but we're going to talk because there's a group in Latinos. There's a group in white people that think the same way. You think what happened in 1950 and how things went on in 1950s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s, and you still have that hope bullshit. You still have that Christianity bullshit. You don't understand that 90% of your politicians are reptilian. Yes, they're not even real. But you keep taking your goofy ass out to these voters. First of all, as an indigenous black man, woman, or child, you shouldn't even be voting anyway. See, we don't even talk enough about that, because your vote don't even matter. It's already been selected, guys. It's already been selected. Whoever's going to win this year, it's already been selected already last year. Probably even before that. The 3% bankers run this thing, guys. Your vote don't mean nothing. I don't get how it's old black people. Man, well, we get the right to vote. 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 Man, come on. It's still the same old country fire bullshit that you guys continue to push. You vote every 4 years and the hood is still the same. Come on. Make that make sense. It don't matter if it's Republican, it don't matter if it's Democrat, it don't matter if it's a third party, it don't matter if it's a donkey on a damn stick, it don't matter who the damn president is. Why is the black community continuing to be in the same condition? It's a spiritual thing. This thing is spiritual, man. You keep talking about going out there and fucking voting. It's frustrating when you gotta keep talking to these same 55, 60, 70-year-old people who have the same mindset and still doing the same exact thing. They do the same exact thing. I'm gonna go and vote for Joe Biden. Just because Al Sharpton tell you to go vote. Come on. The man has snitched on the mob. The man was known to have a wire on the mob. On the Genovese family. The Genovese family was one of the big power families in New York. And that was backing Al Sharpton. Facts. This is public record. That was backing Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton was getting money from the mob, man. This is facts. Yeah, and then you see him. Don't vote for Trump. I ain't gonna vote for Trump if Al Sharpton said it. The same old country-fied thinking. Well, Jesse Jackson, he got on there and he said that Trump is bad. But he's not going to tell you that he was the one that benefited from Martin Luther King getting assassinated. But by the way, Martin Luther King didn't serve a purpose for black people anyway. And that's another thing we need to continue talking about. I live in the city of Atlanta. Martin Luther King is highly honored in this city. And I'm going to tell you something right now. That he's a piece of shit. He set black folks back 200 fucking years. But can you get these old geezers? Can you get these old fuckers to understand that? No. Well, Martin Luther King, he went through Alabama. He was a Boule member. He was Boule. Damn. He was one of the founding members of the Boule, man. He was sent by the CIA to have control of black people. Don't you understand this? Then you want to sit up here and get mad at people like myself when we speak on this. Well, how can you say that Martin Luther King died so we can have right now? Martin Luther King didn't do shit. Like Rosa Parks didn't do shit. She wasn't the first woman to refuse a white person the seat of a bus. It was a 15-year-old girl. But because she was dark skinned and didn't look like the material that could be on the news or on the magazine, pushed her aside and put some old light skinned woman that was an Eastern Star. Yes, Rosa Parks was an Eastern Star sisterhood. She was sent by a sisterhood to do that shit. All this shit is a fucking game. And you take your goofy asses, and I'm talking to the men and women from 50 and up, especially in my fucking community. Then you take your stupid ass every four years because some Hindu bitch, and that bitch ain't no damn black woman. Kamala Harris. She was nothing but a hoe. She's nothing but a glorified hoe. She fucked her way to the damn top. Well, we're gonna have a black woman in office. Boy, y'all niggas are so damn goofy. And you wonder why other races laugh at us. I laugh at us. You believe any damn thing that these demons, these devils will tell you. They go tell you to go to a 4-year university and spend $300,000 on a bullshit ass degree that you're not gonna even fucking use. And go get a white picket fence and go get your white woman and you believe that. That's what these passport bros, they disgust me talking about some damn, she love me, you see how she love me. Man, bullshit, she don't love your goofy ass, man. Them hoes down in the Dominican Republic, and by the way, my son's godmother lives in the Dominican Republic, got plenty of land, got a nice ass house in the Dominican Republic, shout out to them. But let's just be honest here, 85% of Dominicans live in shit. Them hoes are trying to they trying to come up. They gonna suck you and fuck. Yeah, they gonna suck you and fuck you. Good, real good. Does that mean they ain't gotta eat beans and rice every fucking day? You niggas just retarded, man. Just fucking retarded. I mean, beyond retarded. Then you get these hoes all talking about we don't need no nigga and sexy red great all good. Man, that hoe is disgusting. What bitch? What woman of value? Come on, black women. Come on, let's talk today. What woman of value? Let's talk, man. What woman of value is gonna bend over, let a man put his whole face in her ass? He put his whole face in her ass. And she said, I'm sorry, my booty stink. What value did that woman bring to society? But you hold love, huh? This is why black women are not being protected. It's not because black men don't love you. It's because you don't value your damn selves. And what black man gonna risk his life for a bitch that they think her booty stink and then know she watched her stupid ass or not? It's beyond amazing. It's beyond amazing. I'm being honest with you. It's beyond amazing how people can really be this fucking stupid. I mean, it's amazing, man. And majority of these people are 35 and up. 35 and up. Once you hit 35, when you get 35 and up, you should have some common fucking sense, man. You should have some common fucking sense. You got these hoes 50 years old now, shaking their ass. What value do you bring to the community? You don't bring no value. You are a disgrace. Why you don't see a lot of Latino women doing that? Why you don't see a lot of Asian women doing that? White women doing that? Yeah, they'll do it too. But it's only very few. The majority are black women doing this. What value do you bring to the community? And then you get mad when a black man don't want to stick up for your goofy ass. You go run to the same ding-a-ling, run to the same niggas. You future. He got so much swag. And you get pregnant by him. Then you get mad at him because he don't want to take care of it. He telling you he ain't shit, but you keep fucking him. Stupid ass bitch. But he's a man that will take care of you, make sure to treat you like a queen. You don't want that. You think that's corny. That's why a lot of you women gonna die alone, I'm telling you. Out with the old and with the new. We're gonna talk some real shit today, baby. Yes, sir. Been watching this whole entire thing what's going on with Haiti. I'm gonna tell you something right now. This is gonna be a elite takeover, and they are using Africa to do it. And I'm gonna tell you something, Kenya. I wouldn't get involved in this. I'm just being honest here. Okay, and if you don't know what's going on, Haiti is in a big time situation. It could be a potential civil war. The gangs have controlled over 80%. Of the capital city, Port-au-Prince. Haiti has a lot of fucking natural resources, man. And this is what it's really all about. See, Haiti, the government wants to sell out Haiti to America and to the Middle East. First of all, there's no such thing in the Middle East, but we're going to give them what they give us. We'll talk about that later, right? The issue is that the gangs are saying, oh, no more. See, people are waking up. People are waking up. They say, no, you're not gonna take our natural resources and you're not giving a shit. You're not gonna destroy the land, destroy the crops, destroy this, destroy that, and you're not giving us nothing in return. So we're gonna come back with force. Now Kenya is sending the national police over there to have some type of control over the court, over the capital city. But I'm gonna be honest with you, if I was king, I would stay out of this. I would totally stay out of this, because you're gonna be the reason why a lot of genocide is gonna be happening in Haiti. They're gonna put it on Kenya. And honestly, America is totally responsible for the genocide that's going on in Haiti. But America right now with the whole Ukraine and Israel thing, they don't want to touch Haiti right now. But America, along with the Dominican Republic, because they responsible too. They are solely responsible too. With the racism and the bigotry they have shown to their partners in Española, that's part of the Caribbean land that Haiti and Dominican Republic share. It's called Hispaniola. Okay. Haiti is to the left, Dominican Republic is to the right. The Dominican Republic and Haiti should be partners. They should be they are bitter enemies. I mean bitter enemies. It's a long history behind it. There's a lot of racism behind it. It's a lot of American influence behind it, Spaniard influence behind it. See, I'm telling you, all this stuff is coming to a head. The people are tired of being colonized. The people are tired. Just like what's going on in Africa with Burkina Faso. Burkina Faso right now, they said not only we're going to mine the gold, we're going to produce the gold, and we're going to resource the gold coming in our own country. We're no longer going to send to France. France is no longer getting gold from Burkina Faso. Africa is going to be the new superpower. The colonialism is dead, I'm telling you. See, Satan, and this is why I talk about these old black folks like this, because I've been feeling this way, but really I always try to be respectful, because the Most High does say that age equals wisdom, and so I always would try to be respectful. But you got a lot of old fucking fools still doing the same bullshit, believing America the greatest country in the world. I am telling you right now, the West is falling. France is no longer getting gold from Burkina Faso. Man, Africa will be the new superpower. I am telling you, America is finished, man. America, the only thing that is waiting is for a total blackout. Once we have this total blackout, America, as you know, is done. I am telling you. That's why you keep taking your stupid asses to these damn voting booths and you not understanding what the fuck is in front of you. We can't keep on doing the same thing, following these old fools. They old fools. We can't keep following old fools, man. We can't. We can't keep following these old ass fools. Go and vote. Go and vote. Go and vote. Go and vote. Martin Luther King died. This person died. That person died. Yeah, we also died for reading. A lot of people sacrifice their lives for to be able to read. But why is our children reading 3-4 grade levels below where they should be? Come on now. Why most adults are not, it's not literal. They can't read no more. Most adults can't even read no more. Imagine that. If you give an average adult today some instructions on how to do, they can't really read it because the internet got their brain fucked up. I'm just being honest. We can't keep following these old fools, man. We can't. We can't keep following these old fools. We can't do it. And this is why I love this generation. I love this generation. Yeah, this generation is very disrespectful. I will definitely give everybody that. This generation is very disrespectful. But you know why I love this generation? This generation don't give a fuck. And you need an attitude like that, because what we're about to start entering to, you're going to have a no, I don't give a fuck attitude, period. Now, if you hear 1:30, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But for a lot of you guys is on the fence, and a lot of you 2:30, man, I'm telling you, you better start paying attention with the fuckers. You going to you everybody gonna take their ass out there in November and gonna post on Facebook and Instagram. I voted, y'all. I voted. Yeah, yeah. Go out and vote. Your vote don't mean nothing. They already selected the damn president. They not even Donald Trump. It's not even Donald Trump. He's a fucking Satanist. He's an entity. I am telling you. Joe Biden been dead. That's a fucking clone. Your politician's not even fucking real. And you gonna take your ass out there and you really gonna go vote for these motherfuckers. You really gonna go out there and vote for them. Whoo, boy. Y'all are absolutely crazy. And you don't see what's happening to our power grids. You don't see what's happening to our internet. You don't see what's happening to the banking system. You don't see what's going on with the phones. They just had a big situation with Facebook and Instagram being shut down. China is hacking. China, we are preparing for World War III, but see, it's not going to be with bombs. No. This is, it's going to end up being like that. It's going to be talking being nuclear before you know it. But what I'm saying, it's not going to start off like that. It's going to start off with the internet. They're going to play a lot of internet games. It's going to be a lot of shutting down the internet, shutting down the bank. Once they shut down this banking system and they wipe out all these accounts out, I am telling you guys right now, listen to me under the sound of my voice. Every person that you know that always talk about money, how much money they got, how much they got this, how much they got that, they always bragging, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, this is what my bank account look like. When I tell you, once they wipe out the banking system, there are going to be a lot of suicide. I am telling you, you're going to be like, damn, what the hell? Man, old boy kill himself too. Damn, what's going on with all these suicides? Because all their life savings is gone. And most of them are going to be European Americans. Woo! Oh, yes, sir. Most of them are going to be European Americans. Can you imagine? Some of these old geezers got 3 million, 4 million, 5 million in the 401ks alone. Damn Social Security. Damn their pension. We talking about just their 401ks alone, $3-5 million. Once they shut down this banking system and they wipe out the entire banking system, I am telling you right now, we're going to be in a whole new realm of things. It's going to be a lot of death. It's going to be a lot of suicide. It's going to be a lot of people going fucking crazy about this damn money. I am telling you, your money's going to be worthless. And they setting you up for what? The chip. Woo! Yes, sir. They're going to set you up for the damn chip. Oh, yeah. And by the way, for a lot of you guys that took the vaccine, now there's reports saying, especially from Pfizer and AstraZeneca, that, it's a lot of cancer going on right now. Yeah. I just want you to know that. See, all this stuff is going to start coming out all at once. It's going to be chaos. But his one third shall not be touched. Woo! Come on, let's talk today, baby. Let's talk. See? We have to talk, baby. We can talk about Hollywood all day long. But see, this is the things that we need to start talking about. Yes. They're going to shut down the banking system. They're going to shut down the internet. July podcast one day will not be available for you to listen to. Can you imagine that? YouTube will not be available for you to watch. Come on. Your games are no longer going to be playable. Woo! Your music is going to be wiped out. Everything is going to be wiped out. What you going to do then? And a lot of you guys don't even have common sense on everyday things. Imagine what you got to do to survive. Come on. That's why I say, man, I'm going to tell you something. All these people coming up to you, telling them, give you a sad story. Okay. All right. Just like the ants. Look at the ants. And I give you a prime example. Look at the ants. Right? The ants, all summer long, they gather food. They go put it in their nests. They go gather, day and night they working. Day and night they working. Day and night they putting food. When it gets cold, whoo, come on now, let's talk. When it gets cold, guess what they can do? They can eat. And they eat good. They sit back, they eat good. And now it's about to be springtime again. They're going to start coming back out again. They're going to go back to work. They're going back to work. Yeah, they're going back to work. You see? Same thing. You got some dehydrated food? You got cases of water? You got canned goods? You got rice? Rice is going to be very, very valuable. I found this out, I think, late last year. India imports and exports almost 85 to 90% of the world's rice. Now, I want you to understand what I'm about to tell you right now. They're saying they're going to start cutting back on the importing and exporting by 60%. Yes, in 2024. So they're going to start keeping 70% of the world's rice, and they're going to start giving out 30% to the rest of the nations. It's all, now imagine this, there's 197 countries. Okay. 196 is going to get 30% of the world's rice. Now, I want you to think about that for a moment, right? Think about that. Now, truly think about that. 196 nations is going to have to split 30% of the world's rice. Do you have enough rice? See, I'm just being honest with you guys right now, man. I'm being real. This thing is it's about to get real, real tight. That's why dealing with a lot of bullshit, people still in drama, people still talking about this, people still talking about that, talking about money, talking about sex, talking about this, talking about that. I am telling you, you're going to have to get rid of these people. These people are no good for you. I am telling you. I'm telling you that I'm standing on 10 toes right now. You are going to have to get rid of these people. There's no time to be sitting up here talking about bullshit. There's no time to talk to them talking about, I heard you talking about me and all this other drama and you putting false narratives out there. About, man, people ain't got time for that no more. This is, we're at the end times, baby. China said anytime America want this smoke, they can come get it. China been ready. They've been ready for 10, 20 fucking years. Y'all sitting up here talking about some damn, I wonder what's the next Beyonce concert. Woo, good Lord. If we were to war with China, China would whip our ass. Let's just be fucking honest. A lot of us fucking lazy, overweight, obese, poor diet, poor health, drinking, smoking all damn time. China, exercising on regular. Their children do military style exercises. The kids are babies, man. The fucking babies, man. What do? We watch the internet. We ain't not ready for no war. We ain't not ready for no battle. We ain't not ready for that smoke with China. All these faggots running around here. Yeah, baby. Yeah, bitch. I'm a bitch too. Woo! Lie of these men are not even men. They bitches. America will be in serious trouble. I'm like I said, out with the old and in with the new. We're gonna put some fire to this today. We're done sitting up here being nice. See, I on this platform, this is why I like this platform. See, on YouTube, I have to be careful. That's why when I was live on my YouTube, I was like, what can I say? I can't say that. No. I don't like being that. We like being uncensored. We like talking about things that need to be talked about, baby. How can we sit up here talking about we ready for China and we got all these faggots running around? They got tight ass pants and skirts and they wear makeup better than the bitches do. And we're ready for fucking war? No, we're not ready for no war. This ain't, we're not ready for that, man. We are nowhere near ready for no fucking war. Nowhere near it. We will be destroyed in 3 fucking days. If China said all out, put all nuclear weapons up for all you nuclear weapons, and we're going to just bomb the fuck out of each other. And I'm going to tell you something. A lot of these Chinese immigrants coming into America, they are Chinese soldiers. They UN Chinese soldiers. I'm telling you. They're just waiting. I'm telling you, man. Let me say this right here. All this is going to destroy the European American the most. That's facts. Yeah, it's going to affect black folks to a certain degree, but black folks really don't have no power anyway, so it really doesn't affect us. The hoods are still going to be the same. I don't give a flying fuck. All these millionaire celebrities that from these hoods, you got Jay-Z from Brooklyn. What has he done to the projects? Come on now, let's talk about it. Dad, has he bought any projects? What has T.I. done with by Back the Block? Nothing. It still looks the fucking same. I know exactly where the area T.I. bought some real estate and some property at. I know exactly where. I could drive there right now. It's number 13 minutes away. It still looks the fucking same. So if our black celebrities don't give a shit about us, they never gave a shit about us anyway, but we're going to move on. If they don't give a shit about us, why would you give a flying fuck about some migrants coming over here? You shouldn't give a fuck, because guess what? You don't have no fucking power anyway. If your own celebrities are not willing to give you anything, why would the government, your oppressor? Now that's what's killing me with these black folks talking about. Oh, the migrant, they coming, taking all our resources. Man, we ain't got no damn resources, man. We could barely get a loan from the damn bank. Our house is appraised three times lower than a white person's house. Come on, man, let's talk. Y'all running around talking bullshit. I'm talking bullcrap, man. Come on. Let's be for real. Let's be for real. Black people doing the same thing white people do. Well, the migrants coming over here taking all our resources. Wait, man, first of all, HBCUs ain't being funded properly. Can we start with that? Can you explain to me why the University of Florida has been getting the exact amount that is allowed by the state every single year, but Florida A&M has not been getting properly funded since 1982? Come on. You said I'm talking about the damn migrant taking your damn resource. Joe Biden, Donald Trump, it don't matter who's the damn president. They've been shitting and raping your ass since 1982 with the damn funding from FAMU. But see, our black people don't give a fuck. They don't give a damn about that. As long as Whitey, as long as CNN, MSNBC say Trump bad. Trump bad, Biden good. Yeah, Trump bad, Biden good. Yeah, Trump bad, Biden good. Trump bad, Biden good. You are being led like sheep. And I'm not saying that Donald Trump's going to save y'all, because Donald Trump is a Satanist. He ain't shit. Let's get that straightened out first and foremost. I'm nowhere near a supporter of Donald Trump. I don't give a fuck about Donald Trump. I don't, because I know he's a Satanist. I know that he's a devil. I know he's a damn demon. I know who he is. But one thing I can say about Trump, he's gonna bring down America faster. He's gonna go to war faster. Once Trump get into office, it's gonna be World War III. Mark my words when I say this. If they don't kill him first, see that it could be a play like that too. Oh yeah, it could be a play like that too. Give everybody's hopes up for Donald Trump, then you take him out. See that all this stuff could be played out like that. But no matter what happens, it's civil war is going to happen to America. America is going to be under a civil war. I'm just being honest, guys. You sitting up here talking about, oh, I'm going to go vote for Joe Biden. For what? For what? Your vote don't even matter nothing, period. Well, what about their local elections? Man, they paid off too. They bought too. They selected too. The hell are you niggas talking about? You niggas want to be led like sheep. That's the problem. You niggas want to be led like sheep. If I tell you one thing, you'll be like, well, what about this? If I tell you about that, well, then be, well, what about that? You want to be led like sheep. Most, that's why I'm saying two-thirds of black folks are going to be done away with. This is spiritual. Why you think all these black kids getting killed? Why you think all these murders happen in the black community? Back home in Philly, 8 people got shot on a damn bus. That's spiritual. But you want me to talk about the baby getting dicked down by P. Diddy? No! There's more important thing that's going on right now. This is spiritual, guys. Don't you let a Charleston White tell you anything. Oh, well, I don't believe it. I don't believe in that spiritual Hebrew shit. I don't believe in all that. But meanwhile, he's sucking on white boy's dick. Woo, come on and talk today. Yes, he got down. Yeah, your Charleston White got down. He sold out too. Yes. 90% of your YouTube creators are sold out. They bought and paid for. Yes. That's why it's going to take somebody like Judah Life and Empire Network forever to get monetized on YouTube. But guess what? The Most High said, I will use your enemies as your footstool. Come on. But you can be a Charleston White and go to a white boy and I fuck good. Yeah. Oh, you fuck good. Yeah. How in the hell did he know how he fuck? Y'all better start paying attention to these niggas out here. All these niggas bought and paid for. And none of these niggas real. None of these niggas real. Stop believing in these niggas. Well, you know, Charleston, he was speaking that real shit. Man, he get approved from the Brotherhood. He get approved from the Brotherhood, man. Charleston White ain't no real nigga. He get approved from the Brotherhood. Are you crazy? You think you can talk like Charleston White to some of these people here and talk about any and everybody and you don't get a pass for that? You get a pass, homie. You get a pass. Right now, we living in a time where there's confusion going on right now. And like I said, I don't want to talk about my brother like this, but Yashkara, you continue to disrespect the Most High's word in Deuteronomy 28:68 saying that we'll be back in ships. You keep disrespecting that. You keep saying we're not Hebrew, but the Most High is Hebrew. So why, if we made in his image, why are we not Hebrew? See, these are the things that doesn't make fucking sense. See, you're going to have people like Yashkara. He knows the scriptures. He knows the scriptures. I want you to understand me. He has done over 500 scripture shows. He knows Deuteronomy 28:68. And for him to tell you that we never came in no ship, we were on top of each other, duking on each other. Women weren't being raped. But there was documentation stating all this. When a man tells you that he's been compromised with, someone has paid him. I don't give a damn what nobody say. Yashkara got paid to say that. He knows the scriptures. Yes, there were black people that was already here. Yes, the original Indians are black. Yes, that is true. But not every black person that's here is what? Indian. That doesn't make sense. We were Hebrews. You keep disrespecting the Most High's word. And see, somebody is paying Yashkara to do that. I don't give a damn when nobody says Yashkara's a smarter man than that. I know he's a smarter man than that. That man is getting paid, man. He's getting paid to say that. He's getting paid to mislead you. Yes, I understand that there was black Indians, that the original natives of the so-called Americas is black people. That is very true. I will not deny that whatsoever. Well, when a man's telling me that we wouldn't come into no damn ship, but the Most High said, I'll lead you back to Egypt. In what ships? So my question to Yashkara is, who was on the damn ship? And nobody still has not answered that question yet, because they can't answer that. When a man is compromised, he can't answer a spiritual man like myself. Come on, let's talk. Y'all better start paying attention. And I'm not the Most High either. I will make some mistakes, but I will never tell you that you will not let in a ship. The Most High's word says that we led the ships. Y'all mess up, man. I'm trying to tell people, man. I'm trying to tell people. Y'all better start getting real, man. This thing is getting very heavy, man. You go. I have some of my in-laws show themselves. They fine show themselves. I'm glad they showed themselves. I'm happy they showed themselves. Because I've been feeling like that for a long time. But now it's just coming out. I love it. When somebody revealed themselves, clap. Because they can no longer be fake anymore to you. They can no longer talk behind your back and then smile up in your face. They can no longer do that. They reveal themselves. They naked now. We love it, baby. We love it. We love every minute of it, man. You cannot bring down a spiritual man. When you talk down to a spiritual man, when you upset a spiritual man, curses be put on you. I'm telling you. You're going to start seeing a lot of people with a lot of wealth lose their wealth instantly. I am telling you right now. I see it right now. A lot of you guys sit up there and you look down on people. Oh, he old dusty ass nigga. Old dusty ass bitch. Oh, that nigga, he ain't shit. She ain't shit. Look at her. Look at how she dressed. Man, a bitch need new wig. She needs a weave. See, a bitch keep her hair done. A bitch keep her nails and feet done. You know, we travel all over the world. We do it. Ooh, woo. And you sisterhood as hell. Woo! Oh, see, I'm gonna tell you something right now. A lot, what I'm about to say is gonna hit a lot of homes. Woo! It's gonna hit a lot of homes. A lot of you guys sold out. Woo! Let's talk today. You are a fraternity or sorority. You're a brotherhood, you sisterhood. You serve Satan. You're a Satanist. All that fraternity, sorority crap has Satan all over it. But you think you're proud of brother or sisterhood. You think you're doing something. But you took Satan's money. That's why you can advance to management positions. Woo! Yes, sir. Yes. Oh, I'm a Q dog. Woo, woo. Oh, yeah. You know, new VP position came up. Man, I'm telling you. And they're going to take you to some of them rooms, too. See, it's not just in Hollywood. That it's all over corporate America. They got them hidden rooms, too. Your CEO, CFO, COO, they sissies. Come on, let's keep it real. They sissies. You're going to have to play the game. Yes, sir. Let's talk, baby. Now we not sitting up here just shooting the shit for no damn reason. We keep it real here on the Jewel of Light podcast, baby. We keep it real here, baby. We keep it authentic. We're not here to make sure your feelings is taken care of and you feel good about yourself. Man, fuck you. You man, I'm telling you, we are in a situation, man, where things are about to really be seen. Now it's known that these aliens, and I'm gonna tell you something, these aliens don't look like your grays and all the, they look like them too, but there are some black aliens. See, these are the things we need to talk about. I don't want to talk about Nicki Minaj all day long. She's a damn witch, her damn self. She's a witch. I don't want to talk about Beyonce and Nicki Minaj. I want to start talking about, man, these aliens that are black, that are Negroes, and like you and me. Woo! Your ancestors are coming back. That's your ancestors. I'm just keeping on 100 with you. That's your ancestors coming back. You think they're aliens. That's your ancestors coming back to fight your battle. I'm telling you, everything is spiritual. Everything is a universe. We all have been here before. We all have lived here in the 1800s. I'm telling you. We all been here before. But we didn't get something right. We didn't do something right pleasing in Yah's eyes. So he stopped us in the middle before we went up to see him. Yeah, he stopped us right in the middle. Hey, listen, this is all your works. Look at your works. Hey, you're going to look at your works. You're going to study everything you have done from when you came out to your mama's pussy to the day your soul levitated. Every moment of your life will be played. And guess what? It ain't gonna be like no long movie. It's gonna be fast. It's gonna be fast in the physical form, but in the spiritual form, it's gonna be real slow. But it's gonna be real fast in the physical time. It may be maybe about a minute. The whole video may be played, but in the spiritual, it's endless. Woo! Come on, let's talk, baby. Come on. This is why you better start learning how to treat people. I'm speaking from the loud and the back. You better learn how to treat people. You better learn how to, I don't care how much success you're getting with your business. You better learn how to be humble. And what I mean by humble is to be grounded. Yes, you're a king. Yes, you're a queen. And show off that you are a king and a queen. If you're a one-third, damn it. Don't let nobody tell you not a queen or a king. I'm not saying that type of humble. But what I'm saying by being humble is the fact that you got money. You got Federal Reserve notes. It's paper money. It's worthless. When they go to this digital currency, baby, when I tell you this digital currency is going to wipe out a lot of wealth, I am telling you, your paper money is going to be like in Venezuela. In Venezuela, the paper money is worthless. They kick the shit down the damn road. That's how worthless the money is. I'm talking about big bundles, plastic wrapped money. I'm talking about thousands of Venezuelan dollars. They just kick it down the damn street because it's worthless. That's going to be America real soon. So all you niggas running around talking about, yeah, I keep a whole lot of money on me and we doing it big, y'all niggas broke and go get some money. And you better learn how to stay humble and stay grounded. You better learn how to mother stay off that damn internet, because people are going to start knowing who the hell you are and they're going to start plotting on you. That's why your circle's got to be small, baby. Keep your circle small. Stop letting the internet play you, thinking that you are all that, and they're going to set you up for your destruction. Yeah, we're talking today, baby. We got a few minutes left on this podcast, and I'm going to use every minute of it, baby. I'm going to use every fucking minute of it. We love this shit. The Most High is speaking right now. The universe is speaking right now. The two-thirds are being separated from the one-third. We're seeing it right now. Have you ever noticed? Have you ever thought about this? You've seen a lot of people die in your family. All this death going on in my family. Why I'm here? Why I'm doing right? You chosen, baby. All this death in your family. I want you to understand what I'm saying to you. All this death in your family, why are you the only one still here? Because you're chosen by Yah. That's why. You're chosen for a reason. There's a reason why the Most High took my wife and not me. Because I was chosen. Now my son got awards for reading and math. He's doing good in school. About to go into the fourth grade. Flourishing. I'm not saying he wouldn't do it with his mother if I was gone. I'm not saying that. But there's a reason why my wife is gone and I'm still here. There's a reason why you still here. I'm telling you. with you. Some people's work was finished. That's when the Most High took them out of here. Their works was done. That's why the Most High said, be happy and be joyful when somebody departs from this evil world, and cry when somebody enter this evil world. Because when you enter this evil world, baby, you got so much you got to deal with. You got to deal with all this people's worships of Satan. 90% of white people serve Satan. That's just facts, baby. The facts. 90% of white people serve Satan. Don't let them tell you anything otherwise. Their forefathers sold them out to the Jewish, which is what the synagogue of Satan. They are not the original Jews. Revelation 2 and 9 said that, I know that works in tribulation. They say they are Jews. They are not, but they are the synagogue of Satan. They are Satan's children, but your forefathers sold you out and sold your bloodline out for wealth, for monetary temporary wealth. But now all that is about to come back in digital currency. Yes, sir! Let's talk today, baby. Let's talk today. The indigenous black man, woman, and child will run this bitch. I am telling you right now, this is why they're going through all this. This is why America wants to shut everything down and have a complete reset. Because they know that the indigenous black man, women, and children are going to run this thing, baby. They know it. They know we're going back to the old days. They know we're going back to the old days without no skyscrapers and all this fancy buildings and fancy stadiums and all that. We're going back to the original. We're going back to the original land. You don't believe that, do you? That's why you don't have no faith. That's why you still stuck in that dead-end job. And I'm not talking down to anyone. Anything beats a damn blank. Don't have your hands in your dick when you can get a job. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that you don't believe, you don't have no faith, but you keep talking about, I hate this job, I hate this dead-end job, but you don't have no faith that Yahweh can lead you somewhere past that job. You think your identity is on that job. That's why a lot of you gonna be stuck there, because the Most High got you stuck in the wilderness. Y'all better start playing with Yahweh being Yahweh. You better start playing with Yahweh, man. Stop playing with him. If you're going to be with him, be with him. If you're not going to be with him, then say, fuck it. I'm going to take my chances. But the seven is the end to a new beginning. We was in slavery seven times. No more. No more. It's going to be separation time now. Judgment is already here. His bloodlines are being judged. Why you think Black Hollywood, they're going crazy right now? Cat Williams set off a shitstorm in Black Hollywood. Now everybody going after each other. Now everybody attacking. Because Black Hollywood, because we are the original people. We are the Most High's chosen. And we have disappointed and we have shitted on his word. We have shitted on his commandments by going to the white European. And we want their riches and wealth instead of going after Yahweh's favor. And that's why Yahweh gonna take down Black Hollywood little bit by little bit. Y'all better start getting right today, man. Y'all better start getting right. Please, my website is on my the link is in the bio for the website. I apologize, man. I spoke some real truth today, huh? Well, anyway, the link is in the bio for my website. We're going to start doing the July podcast on Saturdays. Saturday mornings. I like Saturday mornings now. I love Saturday mornings. I have so much creativity on Saturday mornings. So we're gonna start doing the shows on Saturdays. And we're only going to do it on this platform, which I have right now on Spotify right now. Okay? We will not be live on YouTube, but continue to support my YouTube channel as I put out other content from around the world from other creators. All right. Peace and favor. The Most High gives favor. Satan blesses. Peace. One love. Talk to you next week.